Time to talk a little bit about this Eagles defense that has played so well in this 2017 season. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by cornerback Jalen Mills, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Jalen, year number two. Not bad, man.
Yeah,
you guys are having a good time, right?
Yeah, having a great time.
Tell me about what it's like to be in a winning locker room versus a locker room that's still trying to find itself, which I thought was kind of the case last year.
The energy is a lot more positive, but at the same time, with how we've been playing and our record and everything, guys are you see that mental focus. You know what I mean? Guys aren't too worried about the last win or the last game. It's always, you know, on to the next. Once we get that win, you celebrate it for those 24 hours, and once you get back in the building, we're on to the next team.
How'd you feel last year after 11 games versus year number two after 11 games?
I was dragged last year, you know what I mean? Fatigue, kind of hit that rookie wall. But now, you know, I feel great, you know what I mean? Kind of prepared myself from last year, knowing the different steps I missed on as far as recovery and take care of my body. So for sure, I feel
like
a lot
better.
What
kind of stuff is it? Like hydration, like sleep, the way you eat?
Hydration, sleep. I mean, getting in that cold tub, you know, living in the training room. You know, Coach always talks about living in the training room, taking care of your body. So those different things.
You know, do you think, Jalen, that a lot of times in the NFL, you've only been here a couple of years, that the way you prepare separates whether you're going to make it in the league, whether you're going to be good in the league, whether you're going to be great in the league?
100%. Yeah. 100%. Because, I mean, you can be one of the best players in this league, but if you're not taking care of your body, if you're not being dedicated to the game, you know, those little bitty knick-knack injuries start to come into play. And then those little injuries, they become bigger, and then next thing you know, you're not playing.
How do you feel about the way this Eagles secondary has come together? You know, you answered all the questions in the offseason. Yeah. How do you feel about the way things have come together?
We're playing as a group, you know what I mean? We're communicating well. We're flying around, catching interceptions, you know, tackling guys. So for sure, I think our energy right now, we're playing at a very, very high level.
And you're also having a lot of fun, evidenced by all of this dancing stuff. I do want to talk about it. I know you talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Are you one of the main choreographers of this whole thing?
For some of them, not all of them.
Okay. Which ones do you take credit for?
The handshakes. Okay. I got handshakes with everybody on the defense.
So the electric slide's not your, you don't?
Nah, that was Rodney and Malcolm.
Okay.
I can't take that credit.
Okay. So would you say that at weddings, you kill on the dance floor? Do you believe that?
When needed to.
Okay. In high school, were you, at your prom, were you a great dancer?
When called upon.
Okay. Are you going to try to involve yourself more in the choreography part of the business?
I definitely think we could use some work. You know what I mean? I'm going to try to put my little two cents in and help guys out.
Is it a conscious effort to do something different each week and keep this camaraderie? Because it is, I mean, let's start why you do it. It's about the camaraderie, right?
Of course. You know what I mean? Bringing the group together, actually, you know, having fun. You've been playing this game since you were 10, 9 years old, you know what I mean? So for sure, after having fun. But for sure, we got some new dance moves coming up this Sunday.
New handshakes also?
Of course.
There's a great clip of you, and you were mic'd up at the game on Sunday, and there's a great clip of you before the game, and I was actually there. You walked over to a little fan and got him dancing.
Yeah. Let me see what you got. Let me see what you got. That way. Enjoy the game, okay? Have fun, let me help out. There you go.
You really are aware of what's around you and the young people who are watching this game, aren't you?
Of course. You know what I mean? You just see those kids, you know, on the sideline, and they're looking at us as NFL players. And, I mean, they're just big-eyed. You know, they're excited. They're happy. And, I mean, anything that I can do as far as, you know, just going up and giving a handshake or dancing with them, throwing a ball to them, you know, I think that goes a long way, especially with those kids.
Did you have a chance to do that when you were a kid? Did you go to NFL games or meet a famous athlete who really had an impression on you?
No, I didn't.
So that's kind of why you say, hey, this is going to make a difference in somebody's life.
Of course, yeah.
Jalen, you have T-shirts that are coming out. You've been doing this for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
How have Eagles fans responded to those T-shirts, first of all? And for those who are not aware of it, how can Eagles fans go and buy those T-shirts?
I mean, they responded pretty good. You know what I mean? As soon as I posted them, the sales went up. You know what I mean? Everybody was really excited from it. I got really, really good, you know, news from my website about guys buying them. But for sure, it's a website. You know, I just put it on my Twitter, put it on my Instagram, and you just go to the link and go buy a T-shirt.
And what's the website? Is it JalenMills.com? I'm not aware of what the website is.
No, KCBSports.com.
Oh, KCB. Okay. Are you designing? Are you coming up with the actual design of it?
Yep.
Is this part of your background? Have you had college classes in this entrepreneurship side of things?
I did, actually, in college my sophomore year. Okay. I had a graphic design class.
And are you literally drawing these designs?
No, I'm not that good.
I just wanted to know how involved you were in this. Could you see yourself at some point designing a Jalen Mills line of clothing at some point in 20 years when you're done playing
that's
football.
Definitely something that we can think of.
The fashion side of things.
Of course.
Okay. Well, you always do look good on the road. We got a road game this week. Yeah. Tell me about Seattle's offense.
I mean, everything kind of runs through number three. You know what I mean? He's a guy who, I mean, since he stepped in his league, you know, just been amazing. You know what I mean? Making great plays for those guys. So, for sure, we have to kind of go in there and make those guys one-dimensional. It's going to be a hostile environment, and have to go in there and play our type of football.
Having seen him once and seen that offense once, really a big advantage for you this time around?
Definitely. You know what I mean? And even going and playing in that stadium, you know what I mean? It's definitely going to be big for us, but at the same time, we've seen it. We've been there, so we should be ready for it.
I got to tell you, I think Lincoln Financial Field is as loud as CenturyLink Field. I think it's been great. Fans have been awesome this year and last year.
No doubt.
And so have you. Yeah. Jalen Mills, thanks so much. Good luck on Sunday night.
Thank you.
Prime time, Jalen Mills on the field. Jalen Mills in studio brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture.